Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The Commission on Presidential Debates is making a rule change so that no candidate can be heard talking over the other during the opening of each segment of Thursday's event. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, one candidate's microphone will be muted while the other is speaking.
Under the new rules, each candidate will have 2 minutes of uninterrupted time to speak at the beginning of each 15-minute segment of the debate. The commission says, quote, "The only candidate whose microphone will be open during these two-minute periods is the candidate who has the floor under the rules. After that time, there will be discussion with both candidates' microphones open." The change comes amid calls for a more structured debate. The first debate was widely criticized for being chaotic due to frequent interruptions by the candidates. The commission says both campaigns have agreed to the two-minute uninterrupted rule. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is reporting some progress in stimulus talks with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin ahead of her Tuesday deadline for a deal. Pelosi tells MSNBC that the problems undermining the negotiations will continue until the nation deals with the pandemic.
If we don't solve the problem, which is the virus, we're all going to continue and continue to be dealing with the consequences of it, which are attacking the lives, the livelihood, and the life of our democracy.
Outstanding issues in the stimulus talks include a national testing strategy, plus aid for state and local governments. Pelosi says she and Mnuchin will meet again today to determine whether it's possible to get a new relief package approved before Election Day. There are many uncertainties over which COVID-19 vaccine will receive FDA approval, but as NPR's Ping Wong reports, it'll take a lot of manpower and resources to get any vaccine out.
COVID-19 vaccines are still in clinical trials, but Dr. Nirav Shah, director for the Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention, says states need money now to start to prepare to get it into people's arms.
Without more federal funding, this is kind of like setting up tent poles without having the tent.
The CDC gave $200 million to states to help with planning vaccine distribution. State health officials are now asking Congress for $8.4 billion more dollars to actually fulfill their plans. Shah says the money would go towards procuring supplies and logistics, hiring vaccinators, tracking who's getting the vaccines, and reaching out to the public to share why and where they should get a shot. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Governor Gavin Newsom says he will not allow the distribution of any coronavirus vaccines in California before the drugs are reviewed by a state panel of doctors and scientists. Newsom suggests it would be a mistake to ignore the pressure that the White House has put on the CDC and the FDA. This is NPR News. The U.S. Supreme Court says Pennsylvania election officials may accept mail-in ballots up to 3 days after Election Day. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court allowed an extension of mail-in voting rules, citing the possibility that mail delays caused by surging demand could invalidate ballots that are not postmarked by November 3rd. State Republicans have challenged that extension. Some details of this next story are inappropriate for younger listeners. Legal affairs journalist Jeffrey Toobin has been suspended by The New Yorker magazine for engaging in a sexual act during an online meeting with colleagues. NPR's David Folkenflik reports that Toobin says it was unintentional and that The New Yorker is investigating.
The incident was first reported by Laura Wagner of Vice News. Toobin was on a joint video call among journalists at The New Yorker and WNYC Public Radio, which produces a weekly show based on the magazine's reporting. The call focused on election night coverage. Toobin was focused elsewhere. Colleagues say they witnessed him participate in a second video conference sex call during a pause in the first. In a statement, Toobin apologized to his wife, family, friends, and coworkers, saying it was inadvertent, that he believed he had taken himself off camera and would not be seen. New Yorker editor David Remnick told staffers he was taking the incident seriously. Toobin is also a legal analyst for CNN, which announced Toobin had asked to take time away. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are higher on hopes for a deal on a new round of coronavirus relief. Stock markets in Asia are lower. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.